From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. In Iraq today, several car bombs and one alongside a road killed at least 16 people. These attacks and others over the weekend raise fresh questions about the government's ability to safely pull off an election at the end of the month. The Iraqi defense minister said today the vote could be delayed. A spokesman for the Iraqi Electoral Commission said it would go ahead as planned. In the meantime, civilians are caught in the confusion and violence in Iraq. And as they travel around Baghdad, they find themselves at the mercy of American troops as well as insurgents. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro has the story of two checkpoints, one run by guerrillas, the other by the U.S. military.
Sadiq doesn't remember the exact date his brother Abdul Amir died. It was about 5 weeks ago in November. He's been trying to block it from his mind. He's 37 and a janitor. His brother was a year older and worked at a vegetable stand. They were close. My brother was living with us in our house, and then he went to go and live in an area called Salman Park, he says. His wife was pregnant. He already had four daughters. He really wanted it to be a boy so he could raise his head and be proud. He was my big brother, and he spent money on me and my family, and he helped us, he says. On the day of his death, Abdul Amir had finally gotten what he wanted most in the world. His wife gave birth, and it was a boy. We had no idea that he'd been born, he says. He left his house at dawn, the morning his wife had given birth. He was so happy, he wanted to tell us, our parents and his in-laws. He was driving fast. All of a sudden, Abdul Amir ran into an insurgent checkpoint. They were blocking the road, he says. They were spread around the whole area, and they said no one could pass. But he rushed things. He didn't stop. It was his destiny. The Mujahideen tried to stop him, but he accelerated instead. They shot him many times, Sadiq says. Sadiq is short and compact, with sad, earnest eyes. He makes only about $50 a month. He has a wife and his own daughter. He's now opened his home to his brother's family and says he will take care of them. He says the insurgency has made people's life in Iraq a nightmare. At the moment, we frankly live in fear and terror and daily threats. Our neighbor was criticizing the Falujans during the U.S. offensive there, he says. And the Mujahideen came and left him a note threatening him. It said, "We will shoot you if you continue to talk like that." We sleep in fear. We wake up in fear. We enter the market in fear, he says. His brother's newborn son was named Sa'ad, which means happiness. But Sadiq says there's little of that now. In another part of town, at around 8:30 a.m. on Thursday, the 16th of December, Ali was late getting to work. He's a doctor who moonlights as a translator, so he doesn't want his last name to be used.
I was in a taxi, and we saw about 15 American soldiers. And we knew that there must be something wrong. Four of them were taking firing position. There must be something wrong. Yeah, so one of them, at the very front, was waving in a very sophisticated way. He was waving with one hand that shows that you have to go forward, to keep driving forward. With the other hand, he was waving that you have to take left. So it was a bit confusing to me, so I started shouting on the taxi driver, "Reverse back, reverse back."
The driver slowed down.
While we were arguing, there was a saloon car, white saloon car, driving beside us. It seemed like they had the same confusion that I had. So they were ahead, about 20 meters ahead. And just as we reached the left turn that the soldier was instructing us to take, the other car kept on going forward. Then we heard big bangs. The Americans started shooting.
Well-trained by dealing with the constant barrage of shootings and bombings on the streets of Baghdad, his driver reacted quickly. The road they turned onto looped around, and then they saw what had happened to the driver in the other vehicle.
Then I saw the car smashed up, completely smashed. And I asked the people there, they said they're dead. You know, they just killed them.
Ali says he doesn't know why the car drove towards the checkpoint. He admits that the driver could have had some other intent. U.S. soldiers and Iraqi police have been faced with numerous car bombings at checkpoints recently.
I believe it was misunderstanding from both sides, because the American soldier thought that those people must understand what I'm doing, because this is the way I do it at home. And the Iraqi driver couldn't understand, because this isn't the way that they do it here.
NPR visited the place where Ali said the attack had happened, and residents confirmed the events. They say that one man was killed and that the U.S. military were apparently conducting a raid on a house when the incident occurred. A spokesman for the 1st Cavalry Division, which operates in Baghdad, said they couldn't verify if the shooting had taken place. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News, Baghdad.